Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory. And let your trust rise. Oh God, we feel your glory. Let the trust rise. Oh God.
morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis. We are sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Again, good morning to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13, and it states, "Hast thou commanded thy the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it?" This is the time that we are giving our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instruction, and then we walk them out by faith. Amen. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Mel. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. And Sister Tangela, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I have a cough, but hey, God is good.
Amen. Well, praise God. If you're joining us, please go to our Facebook page, Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. There you can post your prayer request throughout the week. You can post testimonies. You can ask biblical questions in regards to scripture. You can follow the ministry, keep up with things of that nature. Very soon, our own Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton will be releasing her book, Free to Be Me, and those details will be on the Facebook page as well as we will keep you updated here on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Again, thank you so much for joining in, and let's go ahead and get started with our opening prayers. And we're going to start by just giving God praise. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. We lift up holy hands, Father, in worship and praise to you, Father. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Father. Father, we uplift and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for every test, O Heavenly Father, that you have allowed to come, Father, so that our faith may be tested, our faith may be strengthened, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your rearing, Father. We thank you for your chastising. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for your fellowship. We thank you for healing, Father. We thank you for your word, Father. As it is written, Father, the scriptures, the word of God, cleanses us, Father, and it's like medicine to our bones. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you have given us all power and authority over the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. And this morning, right here and now, Father, we bind the enemy, Father. We bind the influence of the enemy, Father, the communication of the enemy, Father. We bind it and break it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we exalt your name, O Heavenly Father, so all men will be drawn unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And as always, Father, we pray, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets and the deep and intimate knowledge of you, Father, by having you open the eyes of our hearts and flooding our hearts with light, Father, so that we would know and understand the hope to which you have called us and how rich is your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your children, your set-apart ones. And so that we can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your power in us and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of your mighty strength, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, praise God, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And you have put all things under his feet and have appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift our Archbishop, O Heavenly Father. Father, you know what he stands in need of, Father. You know what he desires, Father. And we pray, Father, every desire is met. Because when desires are met, Father, needs are taken care of. So, Father, we ask that every desire is met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even the hidden things, Father, in his heart, Father, we pray those desires met, Father. The desires for his family, Father, the desire for his career, the desires for the assignment that you've given him, Father, in the name of Jesus. We loose those provisions, Father, and call them into manifestation now in the name of Jesus. We uplift, Father, our apostle, Father, Dr. Rosalind Overton, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray the same. Your will be done in this earthen vessel as it is in heaven. Her every desire met, Father, in the name of Jesus. We loose those things, Father, that will meet and fill her desires right now, Father, straightway in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the same for her children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray favor over her life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Sister Tangela, Father. Father, you know what her desires are. And, Father, we pray the same, Father, that every desire is met now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that she is favored in all that she does everywhere she goes, Father, because she is favored, Father. Rules change, policies change, laws change, protocols change, O Heavenly Father, in her favor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. The things she calls forth, O Heavenly Father, come. The things she binds on earth, Father, are bound. The things she looses on earth, Father, are loosed in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father. Father, we plead the blood and we pray the same over her children, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree it all is well with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You promised us, O Heavenly Father, that you bless our seed, Father, down to the thousandth generation, Father. And we bring you into remembrance of that covenant promise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Deaconess, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray her every desire is met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you will even reveal her hidden desires, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Father, we just release, Father, every the things she desires, Father, and call them into manifestation. Call them into her ownership, Father. Father, we decree her favor, O Heavenly Father. Father, that her kindred, Father, that her children, Father, are blessed, Father, in the name of Jesus. And all of us, Father, we remind you of your promise that you will bless us and you have blessed us, Father, and caused us to be a blessing for others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we also seek and ask for a deeper fellowship with you, Father, a deeper desire to fellowship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Mr. Chad Sutherland, O Heavenly Father. Father, who has fallen on very tough times in his life and feel that his life is falling apart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send your angels, Father, to minister to him, Father. Give him a desire, O Heavenly Father, to seek you, Father. For your word says, Father, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So we remind you of Brother Sutherland, Father. Father, we ask you to change his life, O Heavenly Father, for the better. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that he knows, O Heavenly Father, that you hear his prayers, O Heavenly Father. He's looking for your peace, Father. He's looking for your love, Father. He's looking for your joy, Father. So we speak, Father, over Brother Sutherland, Father, that he is blessed, Father, that he has peace, Father. He has joy, and of course you love him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, you know what his desires are. Father, we ask that you mature him. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you give him the desires, O Heavenly Father. You give him the desires, O Heavenly Father. You strengthen him, Father, and make him the man you expect him to be. Father, allow him to see himself as you see him, Father. Allow him to know his worth, O Heavenly Father. Allow him to see the job that you have for him, Father. Allow him to see the assignment that you have for him, Father, and what it looks like when that assignment is finished, the people that it will touch, those that will receive salvation, those that will be healed, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, this country, Father. And Father, as we look at the tumultuous things that the company is going through, Father, we seek you, Father, to give wisdom to our leaders, O Heavenly Father. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that your will be done in these earthen vessels as it is in heaven. Father, that you would surround them with wise and godly counsel, that you would strip away unwise and ungodly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind every demon. We break every demonic stronghold over our leaders and politicians, Father, those in any sort of command, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the grip and the influence of the enemy today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we command the angels, Father, to to go to those places that they frequent, Father, that they work, their workspaces, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command angels to go now in the name of Jesus and clean house, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray the same, Father, for foreign leaders, Father, of other countries, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to strengthen and gird up the people of these nations, O Heavenly Father. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for their leaders, Father, so that they can have peaceable and peaceful lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to pray for the Muslims, Father, that are becoming Christians, O Heavenly Father. Father, you know what they stand in need of. You know what their desires are, Father. They need Bibles, food, men and women, anointed men and women to preach the gospel, Father. So, Father, we ask that you send that to them, Father. And let your peace and your favor fall on them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We uplift the Christian, persecuted Christians, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you just continue to watch over them. Give your angels charge over them and their families, Father, their interests, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to favor them, Father. So because they're favored, Father, rules change, laws change, protocols change, O Heavenly Father. The minds of people, leaders, Father, are changed, Father, in regards to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they win. They are victorious. We speak victory over them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we uplift those, Father, prayer warriors, Father. We uplift apostles, Father. We uplift preachers, pastors, Father, teachers, Father, bishops, Father, prophets, Father. Hallelujah. Those that are ready to give up, O Heavenly Father. Those that are ready to walk away, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't get prayer coverage, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know their desires, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, you know the ones that need a word from you, that need to hear you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we stand as intercessors, Father, in the authority of Jesus Christ, and ask you to speak to them now. Ask you to strengthen them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask you, Father, to fill the desires of their hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Asking that you gird them up, O Heavenly Father. Asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you heal them, Father. That healing takes place. The healing that you've already released, Father, takes place, Father, in their physical body. Every emotional hurt, every emotional scar, every emotional bruise is healed, Father, for your people, for the leaders, Father. In the name of Jesus, and strengthen us, Father, to go forth and do your will. Your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for fellowship with you, Father, and a desire to fellowship with you and seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you and praise your name. We thank you that you hear every prayer, Father, and we do decree these things that we just spoke before you, brought to your remembrance, Father, that they are so in Jesus' mighty and magnificent name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commending your morning. I am my co-host. Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis join us today, and we're going to hand it over to Deaconess Angela Campbell for Power and Light Ministry, and we're going to have her lead us in prayer. Deaconess?
Amen. Father God, we just do continue to thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we honor you and we exalt you. We do magnify you and give your name praises. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you have been doing all this week. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for your loving, hallelujah, your loving kindness towards us. Thank you for every tender mercy that you've extended. God, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we continue to give your name all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy of it. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because you told us men should always pray. Thank you, God. You said all types of prayers. So, God, we say, we thank you on today for petition, declaration. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we just ask, God, that you'll continue to search our hearts and our minds. If there is anything that is not like you, God, we ask, Lord God, that you would forgive us on today. We repent, God, of anything that's not like you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we repent for anything we meditated on, any way that we strayed off from what you have told us to do, anything, God, we repent in the name of Jesus. God, we release anyone that we've held in unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that, Lord God, you would forgive us, and we forgive them on today. We thank you, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you on today. We thank you for the power present in you, Holy Spirit. We thank you on today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us, for bringing back to our remembrance, bringing back to our remembrance things that we need to know. Father God, we thank you for Holy Spirit on today, for being our teacher. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a comforter. Thank you, Holy Koranandi Korabasi. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you dwell on the inside of us, and at the same time, you can surround us with your presence. Thank you, Koradarabasi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feikande Korabade, Roshe Kandedibio Kobosaya, Randedibakasi. We thank you, Koranarabasaya. We thank you, Jesus, because you said it is good that you go, that the Koramande, the Helper, could come. Ikandedibokosaya, Roshe Kandedibasi. So, Helper, we call on you today. Ikandedibosaya, Helper, we call on you today. Continue, Roshe Kandedibosata, to help us to execute all of the revelation, all of the downloads, all of the word that God has released over our life. Holy Spirit, continue to help us to press into every prophetic word that's been released over us. Thank you, Jesus. Every prophetic word that is in your word, help us, Holy Spirit, to continue to walk in the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, we call on you today. Empower us with your leadership, all day, guide us by your power, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your infilling, because you promised that through your infilling, it would stir us up, it would build up our inner man. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because the strength that we need to execute all the things that you've given us to do. You've given it to us in our inner man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Holy Sikorabasaya. Holy Koramamandirabasi. Hokorabasaya. Holy Sikoramande Korabase. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for making intercession through us. Rokamamandirabokosi. Ramamandirabasaya. Even as we speak, Koranabase, in our heavenly language, we thank you for prayers that are landing, Goranamandiriasasa, in places that we don't even know. Rokamandiriasa. We thank you for our heavenly language to be able to speak directly with the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we lean into you that we would operate in the fruits of you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Karamasi. Roshanaroko Mandriya Sata. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We pray even on today that a fresh wind of your anointing would fall upon us. Even on today, those that are on the line, those that listen later on, we pray for a fresh instilling of you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A fresh infilling. You said that you came in like a mighty rushing wind. Into that room. You rested upon them as tongues of fire. We believe you for a fresh filling on today. That we could execute all the things that you've given us to do. We thank you for a fresh infilling in the mighty name of Jesus for your apostle Overton. Wow, thank you. To help us continue to press into the kingdom work that you've given us to do. Rashande Kurabasi, a fresh infilling for all your believers, your leaders in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for apostle and prophetess Doge, Randarabasi, a fresh infilling. Hallelujah. A fresh infilling of your presence and your power, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Rokandarabakasi, Rosheka, your word says, through you all things are possible. Rakandarabasi, to those that believe, Roshandarabasi, we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your strengthening on today. Gosh. We ask you on today, because you said you ask not, you have not because you ask not. So God, we're asking for a fresh infilling of you, Holy Spirit, on today. As we finish up this fourth month and begin to enter in to the fifth month, we thank you for a fresh instilling to finish this year strong. Thank you, Kanade Korabade. Roshe Kandarabamandiriosata. When we don't know what to pray, Roshe Kandaririosaya, Rokandarabakasi, you do. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Kade Roshanababasi, Radarabababade Korabamande, Roshe Kandaririokosi. Thank you, Koramande. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your infilling. We thank you for your refreshing. We praise you, and we bless you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we just bless your holy name, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you, we magnify you, we exalt you. You are the one true living God. And we honor you, we adore you. We acknowledge you, Lord God. We thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you for a living inheritance, O God. We thank you for all that you have put into our hands, that you have given us to watch over, Lord God, that you have given unto us to to care for until your return. Oh, Father God, as you know, there has been heartache, there has been times of trials and tribulation in the beginning of this new year, but we know that you have a plan. We know that you have a purpose, and we know that you dwell among us. For our strength is your, our joy is your strength, and we just, we thank you for your strength, Lord God. That gives us joy, that girds us up, Lord God. We keep for all those who souls who are finding their way to you, Lord God. You are calling them out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Continue to use us as your vessels, Lord God. Continue to pour out your Spirit into us that we may pour out unto others, O God. Father God, I ask that you would extend your hand of blessing through each and every one of us as our hands are open, that they do not close, that they may receive and give. I pray, Lord God, for each and every heart, mind, and soul that claim to be your child, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit manifest, because you said we know one another by our fruit, and we know one another by the Spirit, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are awakening your people. I thank you, Lord God, that you are calling us to stand, calling us to realize who we are, calling us into relationship with you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing, seen and unseen, Lord God. Those things that you reveal unto us, Lord God, and those things that you keep secret, Heavenly Father, I thank you for them, Lord God. I thank you for Apostle Overton and Bishop Boyd. I thank you for Pastor Mel, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Deaconess Campbell, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for my children and my grandchildren. I thank you, Lord God, for the leadership that I have come into, knowing into relationship with, Lord God, into understanding, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your churches, Lord God, that we have a place to assemble together and to worship and to praise unto you and to receive your word, Lord God, that we don't have to go into hiding, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you for a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs, Lord God, food on the table. I thank you for love, kindness, and gentleness. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we just glorify you and magnify you. We love you, Lord. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seek your face, we seek your wisdom, we seek your purpose and your plan. We lay our lives down to pick up your cross, Lord God. We lay our lives down, Lord God. We lay our wills down to pick up your will. We point our faces, our eyes like flint towards the heavens, Lord God. We think on those things that are pure and righteous. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let me lift up to you Clifford Chambers, Lord God. Oh, Father, he is in the world. He's in the way, Lord God. And I ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide him. He's lost his way. Just guide him up, Lord God. Send your Holy Spirit into his living environment, oh God. He's an old man with a broken heart left to himself, Lord. I accept you comfort him, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, I ask that you go and continue to be in the schools where the children are, Lord God. Protect them and keep them, Heavenly Father. Protect their minds, Lord God. Don't leave the things that only the things that you would have them to learn, Lord God. Let their minds receive the things that you would have them not to learn, Lord God. I ask that you block it from their minds, that they will not learn of such things, Lord God. I pray that the children will learn more and more and more of you, Lord God, that they will turn their hearts and their minds and their lives unto you and learn to live according to your will, purpose, and plan. Oh, Father God, as we go throughout the rest of this day, we take and put on the whole armor of you, Lord God. We thank you for clothing us in our right minds. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. We take on the robe of righteousness. We thank you that you have taken our ashes and given us your beauty, Lord God. Hallelujah. We put on the shod our feet with the gospel of peace, girding our loins with truth. Thank you, Lord. Breastplate of righteousness. Helmet of salvation, knowing who our Savior is. Oh, Father God, taking up the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And anything that I have forgotten according to the putting on your armor, Lord God. We are clothed today, Lord God. We are ready. And we march forth in the name of Jesus, arm in arm, step in step, according to what the Holy Spirit has got for us to do today. We pray for divine appointments, Lord God. We pray that you will use us in a mighty way. We say yes and amen. We are willing and able in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our homes, over each and every one of our cars, over each and every one of our families and loved ones, over each and every ministry, Lord God, as we go forth in this day. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Pastor Mel, are you back?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I muted my phone and forgot, so I apologize.
Not a problem. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We thank you for joining us this morning. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page there. You can follow the ministry, leave your prayer request throughout the week. You can ask biblical questions. Keep up with the ministry. Our own apostle, Dr. Rosalind Overton, will be releasing her second book, Free to Be Me. This is sure to be a great read and bless you. So please like the page and those and the information concerning the book will be posted there very shortly. Again, thank you so much. Sister Tangela, is there a word from the Lord? Has the Lord been dealing with you and giving you something?
Pastor Mel, thank you for asking. You know, I've been seeking the Lord really, really. Vehemently over the past couple of weeks, and there's been so much that the Lord has given to me, but I would like to encourage and just send out a word of encouragement for each and every person that is on the line that may be listening to the radio. Take heart. Know that He is God. He has never left you. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. God still sits on the throne, and He has your best interest at heart. Continue to seek His face. He will guide you, and He will love you through each and every trial and tribulation that you will go through. Endure, 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 endure to the end, because it is worth it. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Put your hands to the plow and move forward in the name of Jesus. And that's a word of encouragement for each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord gave me a word. He said that He has been conditioning you so that you will seek Him, because He desires to speak to the nations through you. But that ear has to be clear. That ear has to hear exactly what He's saying the way He says it. He's trying to make you a mouthpiece, His mouthpiece. So there was and there is conditioning that needs to take place. So He's conditioning and readying you to be His mouthpiece. So don't fret when things look difficult or things look hard or the pressure is applied to you. It's the process needed to make you the mouthpiece He needs you to be. It's the same as when Moses had to leave Egypt and walk and dwell in the wilderness to be conditioned to do the mighty work of God. Well, praise God. Praise God. So a mighty work needs to be done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Mel. I receive and I will keep that dear and near to my heart. May the Lord bless you for giving the word that He's ordained through your mouth. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God. The glory is His. Deaconess, God has placed something on your heart. What has God placed on your heart?
Praise God. Just what we were praying. I just really like Sister Tangela was saying, it's been and been praying. There have been many challenges this coming into this year. The amount of doors and opportunities in this year have been tremendous and are tremendous, but the warfare has been also pretty intense for many people coming into this year. And because of that, I just really sense that God wanted us to be refreshed through, you know, a refilling of His presence and His Spirit, because He's able through Holy Spirit to empower us in our inner man. You know, like He'll make intercession through us. He'll pray things we don't know how to pray. He's literally speaking our heavenly language will build us up. And I think that, like Satangela was saying, many of us need that building up to continue to keep moving forward. And I just really believe that Holy Spirit wants us to know that He's there for that, for those that have a heavenly language, those that do not have it yet, if they desire it, it is possible. It doesn't have to be strange or hard. I know many people that got it filled in their homes while they were getting ready at work. Myself, there was no I'll just open my mouth and tongues came. But I think it's just that empowering and that refilling that Holy Spirit wants for us so that we can continue to press, believe God, and finish out strong.
Amen. Amen for that word. Praise God. You said something that the Lord gave me, something that with great blessings are coming, great attacks. But the Lord said this, Jesus is the King of Kings. So we are the kings on this earth. You are the queens on this earth. He is the Lord of Lords. So you are lords. Give the angels assignments. Daily begin to tell the angels to go forth and tear down the work of the enemy, to protect you and your interests in everything God has given you and has for you. Even begin to speak a breaking and a destruction of the work and the influence of the enemy. Begin to train yourself for war as God has trained you through the word, to destroy the work, to destroy the attacks, to destroy the influence of the enemy and place them under angelic arrest. In the name of Jesus. Too many times we as Christians, we allow the enemy to attack and attack and attack and attack. And the angelic forces that have been assigned to us, they sit idle because we have not commanded them. The scriptures say, don't you know that I can pray to my Father and he will send me at least 12 legions of angels? And of one legion of angels is 2,000 to 6,000. So 10 would be 20,000 to 60,000 angels. 12 would be another 4,000 to 12,000 angels. So that's almost 72,000 angels that you have at the ready to go into combat and to act as law enforcement when you command them. So God is saying, begin to teach yourself to give the angels command and break the power and break the work of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, we thank you, Father. Father, we pray the peace in Jerusalem. We pray, decree, and declare peace in Syria and other war-torn countries, Father, Africa, Libya, Father, in the name of Jesus. Chicago, Father, the outskirts of Chicago, I'm going to say Chicago land, Father. And we decree and declare right now, Isaiah 60:18, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Violence shall disappear from your land. The desolation and destruction of war will end. Salvation will surround you like city walls, and praise will be on the lips of all who enter. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the prayers that were released, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you hear every prayer that we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, and help us to stand in faith, Father, as those prayers come into fruition, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us on FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Please, once again, go to our Facebook page and like the page. Again, you can keep up with the ministries, post your prayer requests, post your testimonies, ask biblical questions, or just communicate with the prayer warriors and the ministry itself. So our time is running short. God bless you. God
favor you. We love you. We will see you next week. We look forward to praying for you. Please keep those prayer requests coming.
Bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people.
My co-host, thank you, ladies, and we will reconvene next week.
They bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces.
Amen.
When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, you were.